Sanctuary California freed illegal alien MS-13 gang member who murdered woman in front of daughter. By John Binder on January 11, 2021. The Sanctuary State of California previously freed from police custody an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who went on to murder a woman in front of her daughter. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency reveals. Herbert Nixon Flores, a 46-year-old illegal alien MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Irving, Texas, after he appeared to murder his ex-girlfriend, 35-year-old Karen Ruiz, in front of her 3-year-old daughter outside of her babysitter's home. Flores had been charged with murder and police were looking for him after home surveillance video captured him chasing down Ruiz outside her babysitter's home and fatally shooting her on the doorstep. ICE agents revealed this week that the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, which enforces a strict sanctuary policy to shield illegal aliens from arrest and deportation, freed Flores from their custody last year despite a long criminal history and their insistence for him to be turned over to their custody. "We offer our deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of Karen Ruiz, who was senselessly killed last week near her 3-year-old daughter," ICE official Andre Quinones said in a statement. "Like so many other tragedies, this case illustrates the threat posed by the egregious and often recidivist criminal offenders our agency identifies, targets, and seeks to apprehend and remove, and is another example of how California's sanctuary policies lead to violence against innocent victims while protecting illegal aliens who have no authority to be in our country," Quinones continued. ICE confirmed that Flores had been ordered deported from the United States 10 times since 1990 but continuously re-entered illegally, likely through the U.S.-Mexico border. Flores had a criminal record and convictions dating back more than 30 years, including carrying a concealed weapon, trespassing, burglary, disturbing the peace, possession and transportation of a controlled substance, impersonation, driving under the influence, driving without a license, driving with a suspended license, resisting arrest, vandalism, criminal threats and illegal entry. His most recent arrest came in September 2020, when he was charged with domestic violence by the LAPD. ICE officials issued a detainer for Flores the following day, which is a request for law enforcement to turn illegal aliens over to federal immigration agents for arrest and deportation, but LAPD instead released him back into the community. 5 months later, Flores murdered Ruiz. "This horrific act of violence that has now claimed 2 lives and left a child without her mother might have been avoided if the suspect had been handed over to our officers months ago," Quinones said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.